Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio jungle ARP balance system inside Ableton Live 12, and this one is all about controlled grime. We want that gritty, animated arpeggiated hook that feels like it's blasting through a battered FM signal, but we also want it sitting properly on top of a warm tape-style drum and bass bed. So the goal is not just make it dirty. The goal is to make it exciting, musical, and balanced. Think of this as a hybrid between a hook, a rave stab, and a tension device. It's perfect for intros, early drops, breakdowns, and those little switch-up moments where you want energy without turning the whole track into a melody showcase. In jungle and DNB, repetition is everything, but it has to feel alive. So we're going to use automation, frequency control, stereo discipline, and a bit of degradation to make the ARP feel like a pirate broadcast that's still locked to the groove. First, before we even touch the ARP, we build the foundation. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM if you want that classic jungle and roller feel. Then lay down your drum break, your mono sub, and a simple bass phrase or reslayer. This is important because the ARP needs a job. If you design it in isolation, it'll probably take up too much space. But if you build the loop first, you immediately hear where the ARP should sit and where it should stay out of the way. Keep the sub clean and mono. Use utility if you need to collapse any unwanted width. The low end has to stay disciplined, because in DNB the hierarchy matters. Sub first, then bass, then the ARP as the upper tension layer. If the drums are busy in the first couple of bars, let the ARP behave more sparingly there. Then open it up a bit more in the later bars where there's more room for movement. Now let's create the actual ARP source. Use a stock Ableton synth like Wavitable, Operator, or Analog. Wavitable is great if you want something glassy and controllable. Operator gives you a leaner, more digital edge. Analog is a little rounder and can feel dirtier in a nice way. Write a simple 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip using just a minor triad fragment, a minor 7th, or even a 2-note interval. You do not need a full chord progression here. In fact, less harmony often sounds better in dark DNB. We're trying to suggest mood, not spell it out. Keep the notes short. Think 1/16th to 1/8th note lengths, and use the arpeggiator if you want that repeating pulse. A rate of 1/16th is a good starting point. Up, down, or converge can give you motion that feels less robotic. Keep the gate in the middle range so the notes stay tight and don't smear into the break. The vibe here is not a huge trance line. It's more like a small melodic machine fragment that's running under pressure. Once the MIDI is working, it's time to shape the tone. This is where the pirate radio character comes alive. Put EQ8 first in the chain and high-pass the ARP so it stays out of the sub area. Start somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, and if it's still muddy, push it a little higher. If the sound gets harsh in the upper mids, gently dip around 2.5 to 5k Hz. Then add saturator with soft clip-on and a little drive. You're looking for warmth and bite, not total destruction. After that, add redux very subtly. A little bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can give you that worn broadcast texture. Then use auto filter to darken the top end if needed, and finish with utility for final gain or width control. The most important thing here is character without collapse. We want it to sound like it's been through a transmitter and maybe the cassette path, but it still has enough body to cut through on small speakers. If it gets too glossy, it starts feeling modern and detached from the jungle aesthetic. If it gets too crushed, it stops supporting the track and becomes noise for its own sake. Now let's talk about the balance system. This is the heart of the lesson. Your sub lives below about 100 to 120 Hz. Your bass and res usually occupy the low mids through the mid-range, roughly 120 Hz up to around 1.5 kHz. The ARP should mostly live in the mids and upper mids, maybe 200 Hz up to 8k Hz depending on how bright you want it. That means you use EQ8 to carve the ARP, so it complements the bass instead of fighting it. If it still masks the res body, raise the high pass a little. If it feels too thin, add a small boost around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it gets pokey or painful, smooth out the 3 to 4.5 kHz area. And remember, the balance isn't only static, it's dynamic. Lower the ARP during drum fills. Bring it up during quieter bars. Let it answer the snare and bass gaps instead of sitting on top of everything at all times. In a drop, the ARP should usually be felt as motion first, and heard as detail second. That's a huge mindset shift. You are not designing the main event. You're designing a tension layer that makes the main event hit harder. Next, we add movement and instability. This is where the pirate radio vibe really starts to breathe. Echo is great for short filtered repeats. Auto pan can create subtle motion if you keep the amount controlled. Frequency shifter can add tiny pitch instability, but keep it subtle so it sounds alive rather than alien. Chorus ensemble can add haze if you want a slightly wider, wetter feel. Drum bus can also be useful on the ARP bus for a little saturation and transient shaping. The key is not to leave these effects static. Automate them. Open the filter a little in one bar, close it slightly in the next. Widen the stereo image only in the second half of a phrase. Pull the width back right before the drop so the bass feels bigger when it lands. This is what makes the part feel performed instead of looped. Tiny changes matter a lot here. Now let's make sure the ARP doesn't step on the drums. If the break loses snap, that's your sign the ARP is probably too wide, too bright, or too constant. So use compression lightly if needed. A subtle sidechain from the kick or drum bus can make room without flattening the part. Start with a quick attack, medium release, and just a few dB of gain reduction. You don't want the ARP ducking like a pad. You just want the groove to breathe. If the transient peaks are too sharp, use saturation or gentle compression to smooth them out. At this point, it's time to automate the radio balance over the arrangement. Map filter cutoff, saturator drive, echo dry slash wet, stereo width, and maybe the ARP gate or rate if needed. Then think in sections. In the first four bars, keep it darker and more filtered. In bars 5 through 8, open the tone a bit and let the bass come in. In the full drop, keep the ARP more restrained so the drums and bass dominate. Then in the switch up or second phrase, push the wobble a little harder, maybe with a short filter dip or a quick degradation burst. This is how you create narrative in DNB, not by constantly adding more, but by changing how the same part behaves. One of the best moves here is resampling. Once the ARP feels right, bounce it to audio. Print it, chop it, reverse a tiny hit, trim the tail, or duplicate one note for a little personality. Resampled audio tends to sit better in darker DNB because it feels committed, like part of the record instead of a pristine synth patch sitting on top. You can still use warp if you need to tighten it, but don't stretch it into mush unless that's the specific vibe you want. Before you call it done, do a final mix check. Mono the ARP briefly and make sure it still works. Check that the sub is stable. Make sure the ARP isn't fighting the snare around 2 to 5kHz, and keep headroom on the master. Don't overdrive the whole mix just because the ARP sounds exciting in solo. If it's bright but weak, add a little saturation instead of just boosting EQ. If it's too wide, pull it in and let automation create the movement. If the bass and ARP blur together, carve the lower mids out of the ARP rather than boosting the bass to compensate. A few coaching notes before we finish. In jungle, a strong ARP is less about more notes and more about managed contrast. Pick one main imperfection, like pitch drift or filter wobble, and support it with lighter processing. Let the ARP suggest harmony instead of spelling out a full chord. Protect the drums first, and treat automation like choreography. If the arrangement feels flat, don't just turn the ARP up. Move it. Change its tone, its width, its presence. Make it act like a scene change. If you want to push this further, you can split the ARP into two layers. One layer can be the core mid-range pattern, and another can be the quiet octave up ghost layer for extra sparkle. You can also borrow rhythmic ideas from the break, so the ARP feels like it belongs to the drum pattern. Another strong move is call and response with the bass. Let the bass hit, then let the ARP answer. That kind of conversation is very DNB, and it keeps things moving without cluttering the drop. So the big takeaway is this. Build a gritty, tape-worn jungle ARP that enhances the track without stealing the low end. Start with the drums and sub. Use short minor notes. Shape the tone with EQ, saturation, redux, and filtering, and automate everything so the part feels like a pirate radio signal breathing with the arrangement. Keep the bass mono, keep the drums punchy, and keep the ARP in its lane. When you balance it right, it becomes one of those details that makes the track feel expensive, atmospheric, and instantly replayable. Now let's do the quick practice challenge. Set the tempo to 172, build a simple 2-bar break, mono sub, and bass pulse, then write a 2-to-4-note ARP in Wavetable or Operator. Add EQ 8, saturator, redux, and auto filter. Automate the cutoff over 8 bars so it starts dark and opens up gradually. Add subtle sidechain from the drum bus, then duplicate the loop and compare a cleaner version, a more saturated version, and a more degraded version. Pick the one that supports the drums best, then resample one bar and chop it into a transition fill. That's the move. Build the signal, balance the signal, and then let the signal tear through the track just enough to make people lean in.